why would it be called the lead horse?
I have no idea.
But I've heard that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. This expression, say if somebody's looking for something, you might tell them, well,
there's Mary Flo in that room. She came home from Auburn last night, so she got as far as that with a flowers, and she, I guess she's finally gotten up. They're sleeping late today.
Yes, ma'am. She's steering it off?
Senior this year.
She's come home for the weekend? They're not out?
No, they're out for Christmas. That's some foolish to me. She came home for Thanksgiving, had to go back and stay 1 week, and then come home for Christmas.
It's the same thing at Emory.
Sure enough.
Sure is. It is kind of silly, though.
Well, if you live a long ways, you got to go back for that week.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, this expression, if somebody is trying to find something and you're directing them, you might say something like, well, it's not right near at hand, it's just a little
further down the road.
Okay. Or another expression, if you've been traveling a long ways and you've not yet finished your journey, you still say that you have to go before God.
And a ways yet to go, or a few miles to go.
Or if somebody is looking for something, you might say, well, now, that's real common. You don't have to look for it anywhere special. You can find that just about
anyway.
Yes, ma'am. And if somebody slipped and fell in your front yard and he fell this way, you'd say he fell.
Fell over backwards.
Right. Or if he fell the other way, you'd say he fell.
Fell forward.
Yes, ma'am. Do you ever do much fishing?
No.
Not much of a fisherman. Mm-hmm. Well, say, just for example, if you had been fishing and just didn't have very good luck at all, just didn't catch the first one, and somebody asked you later, well, how'd you do? You might say, well,
I didn't catch anything. I didn't have very good luck.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here say anything like, well, I didn't catch near one?
Well, I'm sure some people say that.
Yeah. You've heard it.
I've heard it.
Okay. Or this expression, say if a school teacher is really getting on to one of her pupils and he doesn't understand it, he might say, well now, why is she blaming me?
I didn't do it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Or if I'm stumbling around in your front yard and accidentally step on your rake and break it, you might say something like, well, that's okay, I didn't like it.
Didn't like it anyway?
Yes, ma'am. Or if you happen to see a child that's just crying his eyes out and you want to know why, you might say, well, our friend was eating candy and he didn't give me any. Yes, ma'am. Or
didn't give me none.
Right. These, you know, these things that are cut out by a plow, you call those the plow goes along and cuts
the
out.
The furrow.
Yes, ma'am. And you mentioned yesterday and today too, having to clear land.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call a piece of land that's just been cleared anything in particular?
I don't recall.
I was wondering about new ground.
Oh, yes.
Heard you call that. That's pretty common around here.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Or say,